Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the suspense is over for Dementia Joe as well as for the American media. It's been slobbering all over itself. Who is Biden going to pick for his VP? Kamala Harris is the choice of Biden's handlers. You don't really think Biden's picking his own running mate, right? He has difficulty picking out socks that match, let alone picking out a VP. So now he's got somebody on his team who supports the usual far-left progressive Marxist agenda, eliminating private health insurance, supporting AOC's Green New Deal, somebody who compared ICE to the Ku Klux Klan, somebody used for decriminalizing illegal border crossings and giving illegals taxpayer-funded health care. She was the district attorney, endangered San Franciscans with her indifference to systemic violations in a crime lab scandal that led to about 1,000 cases being dismissed from court. Was about as nasty and rude as you could be to a creepy Uncle Joe during the primaries and the debates, hit Biden for contributing to mass incarceration with his support of the crime bill in the 90s, and hit him for doing racist things and working with segregationists. When mentioned to be a potential VP pick, her team called the talk sexist, infuriating, and demeaning. This is when she was still running for president. And as President Trump pointed out, she got, what, 2% in the primaries? But rather than me tell you about it, let's go back and pick up some of President Trump's news conference from the White House this afternoon. Oh, sorry, he just concluded. Just as I was wrapping up the litany of why Kamala Harris is one unlikable, really nasty candidate, the president has concluded his news conference. So that means that we can talk some more. And to do that, all you need to do is grab the phone and call me. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. The other big story of the day, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 announcing that college football will not be played in their conferences this year. The Big 12 is having meetings this afternoon. We'll see which side they come down on, whether they agree with the decision of the ACC and the SEC and will play football, or whether they join with the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and decide not to play. So we'll see what their resolution is there. So now we know who the teams will be. It will be Trump and Pence again versus Dementia Joe and Kamala Nasty Harris. And I guess one of the things that many people are wondering, when election night rolls around on November 3rd, are we actually going to know who has won the election? Now, this is interesting. Kind of shocking remarks made by the Federal Elections Commission Commissioner Ellen Weintraub yesterday, confirming many Americans' fears about the use of mail-in ballots, the winner likely not being declared on election night. She said, this is okay that we may have delayed results. During an interview on the Clinton News Network, she said, let me just tell everybody, we're all going to need to take a deep breath and be patient this year. There's a substantial chance we are not going to know on election night what the results are. Now, we've seen this before. Of course, Bush-Gore had to finally be settled in the Supreme Court. We all remember the famous hanging chads and all of that rigmarole. The 1960 presidential election, JFK against Tricky Dick, Dick Nixon, was not decided until, what, the early morning hours of the next morning? I remember watching on TV the networks showing video of the Kennedy compound at Hyannisport waiting for the result. So she made it clear, just take a deep breath, be patient, let the government decide if Donald J. Trump won re-election. Yeah, what could go wrong here, right? Like in California during the midterms just passed in 18, where on election night there were, what, six GOP congressmen who had won their seats. And 2 weeks later, after they got through stuffing the ballot box with their various methodologies to make sure that the right candidate, that is the Democrat candidate, wins, only one of those Republicans was able to hang on to his victory on election night. Ms. Weintraub dismissing the president's concerns about mail-in voting despite previous issues and indictments surrounding voter fraud when mail-in voting is used. Her admission about not knowing the results, especially the presidency and other races that are important to people, should come as a concern to voters. She didn't provide any kind of deadline for when results would be known. The commissioner also warned Americans against believing everything they read on the internet. In other words, if you read something that is from the conservative side of the aisle, I'm assuming she means, and you should ignore that, and just listen to the lamestream media. Oh, and be vigilant of the content you share, and know it could be false information produced by Russians or other foreign actors. Ellen Weintraub. I gotta take a look at her bio, as if I really need to. Yeah. Bobby, in on the text line, Russian vaccine will ship under the label vodka. I could go for that. Bobby, I want to thank you for convincing me how terrible Lindsey Graham is. So out of sheer spite, I'll be voting for Jamie Harrison. He isn't a swamp creature. That's good, yeah. Cut off your nose to spite your face. Good idea. Great plan. About Hillary having to give a deposition before the court on September 9th about the long-forgotten, hidden secret email server. Texter says, Trump has it going on. Underground News says that Hillary Clinton goes to court for the deposition, but the minute she answers a certain one or two questions, she will then be arrested for perjury on the spot. Yeah. And I have a bridge in Brooklyn that I can't sell you the whole thing. I don't own the entire thing, but I can sell you half of it. Bobby, fun fact, in all of the episodes of Lassie, Timmy never fell down the well. We were talking about this earlier in ATF. but a part of the Mandela effect. People swear he did. Yep. Bobby, I went into a drugstore. The lady asked if I had a mask. I said I didn't. She said the city ordinance said you had to. And I said, yeah, but we're not in the city of Greenville. We're in Greenville County. She then told me she was supposed to say that, and thankfully she let me in. Bobby, didn't Kamala Harris get a total of 844 popular votes in the primary? I'm not sure what you mean by popular votes. Oh, you're talking about the number of electors that she got? She didn't do well. I think the president said in his just concluded news conference, she ended up at 2%. Okay. Yo, Barbarino, Jamie Harrison is complaining about Lindsey Graham being in Washington for 28 years. So he's voting for Biden, who's been there 50. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then right back with more as we cruise on here on Tuesday on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, I can't tell you how shocked and stunned I am to see this when I take a look at this federal election commissioner, Ellen Weintraub, to get a little biographical data on her. What do you know? She's from New York City. Got her undergraduate degree at Yale and her law degree at Harvard. and in February 2017 called on President Trump to reveal his evidence of voter fraud after the president claimed it caused him and former Senator Kelly Ayotte to lose in New Hampshire in the 2016 election. So no wonder Ellen Weintraub is out there beating the drum. Oh, yeah, don't be surprised if we don't have a result on election night here. We got to make sure we get all those mail-in ballots in. We got to make sure the Democrats get all those ballot harvesting returns turned in. By the way, she self-identifies as a Democrat. To the phones we go. Let's head to the land of the Big Peach, go to Gaffney, and bring in Joe here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the program.
That's Chuck, I think.
Sorry, Chuck. We got your name wrong.
Well, I can't talk too good.
You sound okay to me.
Everybody thinks I say Joe sometimes. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Hope you are too.
I am. I can't complain. I got that white privilege. I sweat it all day.
That's right. Yeah.
Out in the sun trying to make a dollar. But anyhow, I think it's going to be some very angry people when they cheat bad enough for us to lose. And I don't think it's going to be as easy for them to do this as they have been getting away with stuff. I don't think we're going to let that happen.
Well, I'll tell you, Chuck, I wish I could paint a brighter picture of this here, but I think Biden wins. We've got big civil unrest. Trump wins.
That's right.
We've got big civil unrest.
Well, we can't let Biden in there. We can't. And I'm for one, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And there's plenty of us. You know, we can't afford that. We can't let it happen because ain't no way. There's no way Biden can win a fair election.
I cannot convince myself, Chuck, that a majority of the American people are going to vote for a party that supports lunacy like the Green New Deal,
right,
doing away with police departments.
No, that's not going to happen.
And raising everybody's taxes, who in their right mind is going to, well, you know, we're talking about Democrats.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking. Yeah. One thing is for sure. There have been momentous elections in the past, plenty of them. But this one will at least tie for the top spot, I suspect. Thanks, Joe.
Right.
I appreciate the call. Good to have you here, sir. Let's go to Spartanburg and bring in Sharon here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Listen, I'm old and bitter, and you're going to have to put up with me today. I can't remember any names.
Well, you came to the right place.
Anyway, Lindsey, I just had it with him when he was with McCain, and they were, you know, open borders, no walls, and they were coming across into Arizona like ants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my poor favorite little governor, Janet, did everything she could to try to get them to do something.
Yep.
And they didn't respect her. They didn't help her. And I don't have a lot of money, but I used to send Janet money. And I tell you, she made my life when she had Obama on the tarmac and was punching him in the chest.
I remember
TV
that
in the whole wide world.
That was a great video moment, and it was good to see somebody out there that had the intestinal
passion.
Passion is a good word, and also had the guts to stand up to Obama.
You want to say this is my country,
right?
I used to call up Lindsey's office all the time. My sister told me, she said, they probably have your number blocked.
yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. But you know what?
I would be just livid.
Right. Yeah. It's pathetic.
It made me so furious that we would send our boys to any part in the world, no matter what, to protect their borders. And we couldn't protect ours.
And
Obama's given the Mexicans guns,
right.
And we can't protect our own borders, but we can go everywhere in the world and maim and kill our own boys trying to do it. Protect somebody else's border, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was. And that's where I
lost respect for Lindsey.
Well, and protect somebody else's borders is right, because you could go back and look this up. I remember it vividly from when it happened. The Border Patrol.
Well, we're still in Korea.
Well, yeah. The Border Patrol added more officers to the Border Patrol, not to protect our border with Mexico.
No.
They hired them to send them, hand to God, I'm not making this up. They hired these new Border Patrol officers to go to protect the border in Iraq.
Yes.
I mean, is that lunacy or what? You know?
Well, you know, we had this incident yesterday at the White House, and they were talking about Secret Service. I went to Greenville to that little meeting that they had, and Tom Holman was there.
Yes.
And I went up to give him a hug. And I am telling you, before I even got within 2 feet of him, a Secret Service man, he just put out his hand, his arm,
right,
and said, you can't go up there.
Right.
I said, I just wanted to touch him. But I'm going to tell you something. That man's arm, I swear he had to have plastic in there. It was like a steel bar.
Yeah.
And when I finally, you know, they said, well, they were going to have like a little meet and greet for Tom out in the hall, you know, after the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there and I did give him a hug, and it was like hugging a pillar. They were hard as rock.
I'll tell you what. When I was working in Washington in the early 80s during the Reagan years, two of the fellas that lived on my street were Secret Service agents. They were not. One of them was on the presidential detail for President Reagan. The other was on the Veep detail for Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush. And it's interesting because they were kind of diminutive. They were my size, like in the 5'8", 5'9", range, and I'm not that tall, but they were slightly taller than me. And I asked him about it one time, and he said, we're not looking for big, we're looking for quick.
Well, I want to tell you, I know you've got a little Westie. Well, I've got Scottish Terriers.
They're sweet.
And no, they're not.
Well, they're terriers. Or they're as sweet as terriers can be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But, you know, at that little gathering they had in Greenville, they had a bumper sticker that says, my dog is a Republican.
Yeah, Miss Megan has little choice, but she is a Republican also. Sharon, thanks a lot for the call. I enjoyed talking
to you. Bye-bye.
Hope you have a good evening. 6:31, Annie is ready with the news, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We're in the closing half of the bonus hour on Tuesday in on the text line. Bobby, I guess it does make a certain kind of sense to pair a segregationist with the descendant of slave traders. Yeah, there's a symmetry to that, you know. Kamala Harris, her dad, Jamaican, I believe, and her mother from India. She, in fact, they called her out. The Democrats actually called her out on referring to herself as African-American because she has none of that in her genealogy. And so she reverted back to a woman of color. To the phones we go. Let's see. David is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show, and I understand is calling from the People's Republic of Maryland. Hello, David, and welcome.
I am, and in fact, it's interesting that your last caller was talking about bumper stickers. I have noticed liberal bumper stickers up here in crazy land that refer to Biden, the little tiny bumper stickers. It's like they don't even want to admit that they're going to vote for Biden, but it says settle for Biden.
I have heard of those.
And I'm just amazed. I mean, it's kind of like, remember the old Republican bumper stickers for Palin, McCain, where
yes.
People had swapped the names around because they liked Palin better.
Right.
And this is settle for Biden. And then it goes into it, and it's really small type. You have to actually walk up on the car to see it. And it explains why they're voting for Biden, and it's like they're just asking for you to excuse them for voting for Biden.
Right.
But
we've all heard about holding your nose and voting for someone, because we down here we hold our nose when we vote for Lindsey Graham, but we understand the importance of having at least a rhino Republican on the R side in the Senate. And so we, what's the phrase I'm looking for here, Dave? We settle for Lindsey.
Yeah, exactly. But their comeuppance is amazing. And a couple of these people I know, you know, they're the Tacoma Park types.
Yeah.
And it must just absolutely tear them up to be looking at number one. They know Trump's going to be reelected. I mean,
yep.
You know, barring some massive, massive voter fraud, Trump's going to be reelected, and they're looking at Biden and you know, just cringing like we cringed over, you know, what, the last five?
Yeah, the McCains of the world and
exactly.
The Romneys of the world, and we're going, oh, my God, this is the best we can do?
Yeah.
Yep. I have seen, I haven't actually seen the bumper sticker, but I have heard about them. And there's an interesting undertone to this as well, David, because all of the internal polling data that I see, not head-to-head Biden versus Trump, but how energized the various supporters in the parties are. And
yep.
in every one of those polls, are you excited about voting in November question? They stomp the living daylights out of the Democrats by like 35 or 40 points. And
yeah.
I guess it's easy to understand when, you know, when their attitude is, you know, well, you know, anybody but bad orange man, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I want to say something, but, you know, I'm in a position, I'm a Teamster. And
right.
So, you know, already there's kind of a, in fact, I'll go into places. And I was at a party in Georgetown a number of years ago, and I'm looking around. I'm thinking I'm the only union member in this bunch, and I'm probably
right.
the only conservative too. You know,
right? Yeah,
but, yeah. And but up here, you can sense who's who. You know, it's like mm-hmm. I can smell the conservatives when I go in the Walmart.
yeah, I know. As somebody once famously pointed out, it's amazing.
Really quick, a number of years ago, my mother said I was the only Republican that she knew, and I looked at her and said, "Well, actually, I'm a conservative, not exactly a Republican."
Yeah.
How about down the street? I start pointing out the window down the street. She's like, "Oh no, don't tell me, I don't want to know."
Right, just let it be a secret.
Exactly.
Holy cow! Well, it's great to talk to you, David, and thanks for checking in from the bluest of the blue, the People's Republic of Maryland.
You know it.
Good to have you here, sir. 6:43, 17 before 7 o'clock. Also in on the text line this afternoon. Let me quickly catch up here because I got an opportunity to do so. Hey, Bob, 10,000 people will be allowed in each high school football game. All you do is bring a sign protesting something and they'll let you in. They cannot deny your right to protest. I love the strategy. And the Kung Flu doesn't spread if you're protesting. From Mike in Malden, P.S., we hate Hillcrest. Yeah, goes without saying. Okay, Kamala, be ready for the creepy hair sniffer, but we the people will prevent it. Go Trump. Bobby, the Democrats just placed the final piece, mail-in voting to rig the election, Harris's VP to take over post-election, and the country starving so they can save us by taking complete control. We, the people, need to take notice. Bobby, I do not underestimate the ignorance of the American people, and I refuse to chuckle, laugh, or assume anything until after the election. Bobby, if Biden wins, Kamala will become a dictator like Hitler for real. Hey, Bobby Mac, you know, I just overheard Biden say he has handpicked that white boy, Michael Jackson, to be his running mate for prime minister. Yeah, as if Biden even has any idea what's going on in the environment around him. Bobby, I can visualize the Biden-Harris ticket imploding like the McCain-Palin ticket. Funny, David just mentioned that. My God, Bob, just the other day, Kamala Harris was found dead. Figures Creepy Joe would pick a dead wrestler to run as his VP. No, different Kamala. And sadly, still sorry to lose that guy. There's this also, Bob. Stacey Abrams graciously accepts VP nomination. What, she's going to give up being governor of Georgia? Quarter before 7. Be right back with the closing minutes of the Bobby Mac Show here on Tuesday.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I knew it wouldn't be long, even though he's had a busy day, before Joe Biden had an opportunity to send me a text message, as he does all the time. And I know it's from Joe, because it always begins the same way. Billy, he always calls me Billy. Billy, no lie, man, I am stoked to announce Kamala Harris has been selected to run against Vice President What's-His-Face. I'm also stoked because Corn Pop just told me that I'm the presidential nominee, and son of a gun, I'm thrilled. No kidding. This campaign will send the message, the presidency ain't just for old white guys. Me and Kamala are proof of that. No kidding. The white patriarchy is in trouble, Daddy-O. Gotta go start my presidential campaign before I forget. Signed, your friend, Senator Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe. Always good to hear from you. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Bill here in the closing minutes. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the show.
Bobby B., how you doing?
So far, so good.
Well, I'll be real quick. Biden's got a problem.
He does?
Kamala passed away last week.
Yeah. Yes, and it was, sad news.
And you know who I'm talking about. It was one of the our buddies at the radio station's heroes.
Yeah, WWE guy.
Oh, man, you're driving me crazy. But has anybody else brought that up? So what's Joe going to do now?
Good question. Back to the drawing board.
Take care, Bobby.
Yeah, you too, Bill. Thanks, I appreciate it. Gene is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Bobby. I guess no matter who Biden picked, we'd probably all be shaking in our boots. I am, actually, with this woman. She's a very malicious individual. Very, very vicious and malicious. No
She's
question
nasty.
About it.
Yeah, she is
very nasty.
Nasty.
And I, 2 points I wanted to make. Beginning of the summer, I heard was listening to a Christian radio station that presented an interview that she had. Mm-hmm. And she brought up the aspect of global warming or climate change.
Yeah,
and she indicated there that she is going to have dietary regulations for Americans, and that we would no longer be eating meat if she were president. Can you beat that? We're not going to eat. Well, I guess we're going to be like Hindus. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah. We're all going to be vegans.
Her mother's from India, right? So I guess she's familiar with that.
Right.
And then one of the other things she said too was that my first act when I'm elected president, in this case, if Joe passes on, is to arrest Donald Trump for treason. Do you recall her saying that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a very dangerous human being. And, I put her in the category with Hillary Clinton in that regard.
Yeah, and Biden, you know, is in total control he's a puppet dancing on the string of the progressive Marxist wing, used to be a wing of the party,
and now
it's the entire Democrat Party.
Well, it is, and you can push him and her aside to an extent, to the point that they are answering to some demonic power, and I mean what I've just said, that seeks the demise of America. And I, being a born-again Christian, evangelical Christian, I do believe in God's dispensation.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're going to have to, in order to bring about the coming one world order and the tribulation as prophesied in the Old Testament, and even in the book of Revelation, that they're going to have to eliminate America as we know it and certainly bring and isolate Israel.
Yeah, certainly that's their goal.
And deceive Israel.
Certainly that is their goal. Obama dressed it up by saying transform America, but what he meant was destroy it. Gene, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, sir. Always good to talk to you. got to wrap things up for this evening. Hump Day edition of the Bobby Mac Show coming up tomorrow. And that should be fun. We will see more of the reaction to. Oh, by the way, President Trump has already come up with a nickname for Kamala Harris. I'm not crazy about it. He called her phony Kamala Harris. I would call her more commie Kamala Harris. But that's just me. Have a great evening. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.